And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back into it, it's Hail Varsity Radio. We're down here at Rosie's 10th and P Roadshow ahead of Nebraska baseball. They get ready for the showdown with top seed Maryland. We welcome in the Hall of Fame coach, Gary Barnett, Colorado, Northwestern, Missouri. Coach, you're going to pull my leg and tell me there's been a lot of smoke in Boulder this week.
Yeah. This comes from the fires in Canada, however. And there's always smoke in Boulder, but this one's different. So, yeah, I got these doggone allergies. And I don't know. I didn't have them. I guess it's called adult allergies or something. But did you guys get any of that smoke?
Man, I'm walking out last week. I think it's a blur, baseball season. But I walk out, and it's hazy, and there's cottonwood debris. And, yeah, we got plenty of the smoke from Canada as well. And it was no good. We had advisories Monday and Tuesday, I believe, but things cleared off by noon. But, yeah, it's been everywhere. It's not good.
Well, we had a big thunderstorm yesterday that came through and just sort of cleared it out. And in fact, as I sit here in my office, I can look across the fairway up to the mountains and see the Whitecaps today. I couldn't see them for 2 days, so I couldn't see the mountains. So, yeah, it's cleared out now, and hopefully a nice summer coming up.
We get double-teamed from southern Kansas and Oklahoma, and then now it's the nation of Canada blowing smoke towards us. So how did we celebrate our birthday or your birthday? Did you hammer home some birdies?
You know, Chris, it was, let's see, we got up and got on a plane and we flew to Colorado and we went to a band concert and watched some Ted Lasso. I think that was about it.
Good. I have not made it through final season 3 of Lasso. Have you completed it?
You know what? They just broke out the 11th episode last night, and we didn't get to watch it. We tried to, but it kept kicking us back to an earlier one. So, but it is there. And, you know, season 3 is pretty good. It's a little bizarre, but pretty good.
Well put. Well put. Gary Barnett's with us, Hail Varsity Radio. So I got to ask you here about the old mile high prices that are going on in Boulder. Coach, you had single ticket sales open up yesterday, and I think Husker Nation tried to find their way in for September 9th. I think the cheapest ticket was $400. I think the average mortgage payment in Nebraska is just over $1,400, near $1,500. You'll need more than that for 4 seats to see Dion in Nebraska.
Ain't capitalism great, Chris? I mean, we haven't won a game. All the bettors are putting us at 3.5. Mm. We're ranked 103, and we can get that kind of money for a ticket. And it's like a Taylor Swift concert. You know, it's a celebrity status of Deion Sanders is what's driving these tickets up. And, you know, if he were going to play, that'd be one thing. But he's just going to stand on the sideline, sometimes on a little scooter, and we're going to see a bunch of guys who've all come from someplace else, most of them colleges we can't even pronounce, and people are going to pay $500 to go see that. So pretty amazing.
It's wild, but, I mean, you've been a part of the Nebraska-Colorado rivalry for a lot of years. Do you ever remember it being this expensive?
Well, we could never get a ticket like that unless it was a Nebraska person. I mean, we could never put a price on a ticket like that, except to the Nebraska people. They're the only ones who would pay it. Coloradoans would never pay that money to go to Nebraska or go here. So I've been a part of it, never seen anything like it. But, you know, we didn't have a celebrity coach on either side. I mean, Dr. Com was sort of became a local celebrity, and Mac sort of became a local celebrity, but nothing to the extent that Deion Sanders is.
What do you think of this? I mean, it's great. I'm excited. I'm always excited when Nebraska Colorado plays to, you know, the home and away. I mean, you and I both want this every year, but I think this is great. My question to you is, where does it get slotted TV-wise? Because you've got a bunch of other really big-time national games. Do you think 10 a.m. local times a reality, or do you think they might do Pac-12 after dark? Any thought on kickoff time?
No, we've got a big noon start on the first one with TCU. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't doubt to see it be a Big Ten start or a big noon start against TCU and a big noon start against Nebraska. I wouldn't doubt it, but I don't know if they'd do two in a row. I sort of thought we would get game day for the first game against TCU because there really are not any big highlighted games that week. Where the second week, when we play Nebraska, there is. So I'm thinking less and less about game day, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. A lot of that might have to do with the opening game, but I think they've got to make their dates before that. So, it'll be a primetime game, no question about it, no pun intended, but it'll be a game in which everybody can watch and at a time that everybody can watch.
Yeah, I was for sure that'd be a night game, but I didn't look at the rest of the schedule, and that's Texas, Alabama, and Utah and Baylor. So a lot of good choices, but primetime, again, no pun intended. Nebraska, Colorado will be front and center. What's your reaction to some of the blowback or feedback from some of the Big Ten schools with this whole TV contract fiasco that don't want to be playing November night games?
Well, you know, don't take the money. I mean, that's what's going on. I mean, you're getting money to play then, and you're getting big money to play. And so I'd tether my blowback a little bit. And, you know, they're paying you to play those games. And, the only thing it's going to maybe have an effect on is recruiting, because people are watching you play in the snow. Whatever that number is, 105 up to 105 million per year per team, they get to call their shots as to when you play. And I think that's just, like I said, ain't capitalism great?
Did you love night games? Did you have a preference? Did it matter? I mean, you were locked in, I know, but man, there's a lot of memorable night moments for Nebraska fans and of course, you know, Colorado, as you guys were winning ball games.
You know, I actually preferred the earlier starts, and I think players do too. Mm-hmm. Mostly because you don't have that long wait trying to figure out what to do. You can get to the game. You can play the game, and when the game's over, I could go home and watch somebody else sweat for 4 or 5 hours. And you get to have a little bit of a Saturday life around college football. You get to go watch other people. And you can't watch them before your game and have the same sort of attitude towards it. So I like the earlier games. Mm-hmm. We didn't care, really, but the night games were harder to manage and harder to recover from. Your Sundays after a late night Saturday game, they're wasted. Mm-hmm. And if you play a early game, then you got a chance to get a lot of work done on Sunday. So, you don't get your choice. Back in the day, you know, when we didn't have so many TV games, you got your choice. But you don't have your choice now, and you just live with it. So if you're worried about that, buddy, you're thinking about the wrong things.
Well, there are some Big Ten schools that are concerned. Gary Barnett with us, Hale Varsity Radio. What do you think of the unfinished business? Yeah, you have Commissioner Warren that's off to the Bears, Coach, and it looks like the new Commissioner Petitti is in to try and fix some things. And sounds like a conference title game was given away without being able to be given away. And Fox wants some payback financially.
Yeah, well, you know, the devil's in the details, and everybody was so happy with the amount of money they were going to get that they probably didn't pay close attention to that. Not, you know, you got to blame the ADs for that, because they're the ones who didn't take care of the details to make sure that that wouldn't happen. So, you know, that falls squarely on the athletic directors in the Big Ten, I think.
Coach, a thought on what's next for USC? Mike Bone out at USC, as he made a hire when he was at Cincy to get Fickell. He was able to get Lincoln Riley at USC, but now they've parted ways. I know he was at Colorado for a time, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was able to hire Dan Hawkins after me.
Gotcha.
So I don't know which side of the ledger you want to put that one on, but his, you know, I obviously don't have a great deal of love for Mike Bone, but being to watch and the two moves that he did make in Fickell, and even though Lincoln Riley made that move himself, you know, people don't really know that story, but Mike had called Lincoln and Lincoln had turned him down. And then in the middle of the night on a Sunday night, Lincoln calls him and says, something happened up there. And said, you know what? You got an SC booster to offer him $90 million. So he says, you know, Mike, I'm going to be your coach. And so it was a matter of somebody on the outside doing the work and Lincoln calling Mike back up. But you got to give him credit for those two, because he at least made the attempt.
That Lincoln Riley story, probably the first time it's been uttered here publicly, and that is impressive, where somebody from Hollywood just says, yeah, I got $90 million for you. What do you think? I know you're not happy about going to the SEC. Come on to the Pac-12. So is Lincoln ticked he's going to the Big Ten?
I don't think he knew that one was in the works.
No, I don't either.
So, yeah, he's got a lot of different patches to put on those jerseys they wear.
I would think so.
But, yeah. So I don't know what they'll do out there, but you know, it's in a pretty good spot right now, at least publicly. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens internally.
Gary Barnett with us, Hail Varsity Radio. A few more minutes with Coach on the other side. So that's how the Lincoln Riley hire went down. A booster with $90 million made the phone call. More with Coach. You're invited down. We're here at Rosie's, downtown Rosie's, 10th and P with Hail Varsity.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you from Rosie's downtown Lincoln, 10th and P, head of Nebraska, Maryland. The watch party follows us here. More with Gary Barnett as we're talking USC, their administrative issues at AD, and also some Husker football with Danny Kalin. What is that job? They've just been a mess administratively. They've been through a lot of people.
They've been through a lot of people, and I frankly don't know the inside of those of that university and the stories or whatever the problems are. Mm-hmm. Just I know from the outside, I know Mike wasn't the first choice. I think they went through three or four different offers before Mike got the chance to go there, and so I don't know. It's got to be a lot to it that we don't know about. And I'm sure the politics of it and being in L.A. and not being able to control your donors, probably all that plays in there and somebody wanting to call the shot. So I'm sure that whoever ponied up the check for $90 million was going to have a say in stuff. Hmm. And or at least he thought he was, or she. So I'm sure all that stuff's involved, and it's, you know, it's sort of like making sausage. You don't want to see it. And I think that's probably what happens in administrations and in schools like that.
Coach, Nebraska able to flip a Missouri commit, Danny Kalin, talented quarterback from Bellevue West at Omaha. Last Monday, Raiola goes to Georgia. By Saturday high noon, Kalin is a Husker. And he just got an invite to the Elite 11 camp. And, Coach, there's a lot of really good training that's been going on in Lincoln and in Omaha and around the state. Nebraska's profile's really raised with the in-state talent, not just from national recruitments, but also the quarterback position. Is that something that you have seen grow just around the country, where some areas that may not have been hot spots for, say, quarterbacks, they turn into one just through some training, some off-season work by a trainer in a group of high schools?
You know, I think it's hit or miss, Chris. Mm-hmm. You can have those years. I remember one year at Colorado, we had 15 or 17 really top quality candidates, not in quarterbacks, but players. And, you know, we didn't see it afterwards and we hadn't seen it before. So it just sort of comes and goes. It goes, you know, the 7-on-7 programs around the country and leagues has really enhanced, one, the ability to see other quarterbacks, but two, for quarterbacks to develop. So I think it's a combination of a lot of things.
We'll let you go on this. Gary Barnett with this holiday weekend. I know there's golf in store. What's going on the grill? Do you have, I know you're a rib guy, but what else do you put on the grill if there's the holiday get together? Are you doing steak, chicken, pork chops? I mean, what's the order here? What's the preference?
Chris, this is a to be determined.
Gotcha.
Because there's not a lot of planning that goes into our family get-togethers, so I'm probably going to come up with an answer Sunday morning or Monday morning. So I can't tell you. I'll shoot you a picture of whatever it is.
Okay. Well, that'd be good. We're doing baseball all weekend, so that's...
Yeah, I've got two baseball games on Sunday, or Saturday, and two on Sunday, so we're doing the same thing.
You're still doing ribs, though, right? I mean, that's in ink.
I don't know whether we're doing ribs or not. I'm like it says, to be determined.
Oh, man, you sound bummed out.
I need 16 hours to get ready for those ribs, so I'm good.
Okay, there he is, Gary Barnett. Coach, enjoy your holiday weekend. Thanks for a few minutes.
Yeah, Chris, great being with you.